Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover. Narito pang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. Tumawag sa 03-9862-1273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover ngayon.
Kasamang makakatanggap ng pinansyal na tulong mula sa gobyerno silang mga tinatawag na temporary visa holders at asylum seekers sa pamamagitan ng Emergency Financial Assistance. Matapos isinailalim sa mahabang lockdown ang ilang estado dahil sa Delta outbreak. Nitong taong 2021, sinimulan ang COVID disaster payments para sa eligible na mga temporary visa holders na nawala ng income dahil sa ipinatupad na restriksyon. Bagamat marami ang natulungan sa programang ito, meron pa din ang hindi makakakuha ng tulong. Ayon sa Red Cross Australia's Head of Migration Programs, Vicky Mao, marami ang kailangang maabot ng tulong.
We've had situations where people are living in cars. We've had a lot of issues around homelessness or people couch surfing with friends, for example. We've had situations where parents are unable to get the school supplies that their kids might need to study at home. And other situations where because many of them don't have Medicare, medicine's quite expensive. And it also might have been that private health insurance has lapsed in the meantime because they're not bringing in the income to pay for it.
Dagdag nito, may mga lubhang naapektuhan na halos wala nang pambili ng pagkain at gamot dahil sa lockdown.
So the emergency relief that's currently available through Red Cross is for people who are on temporary visas who don't have access to things like Centrelink and income support. It's also available for people who have uncertain visa status. They might not be sure what visa they're on or it might have expired. They're also able to apply to Red Cross for emergency relief.
Kasama sa tulong na pwedeng ibahagi ng Red Cross Australia ay ang $200 hanggang $400 para sa isang tao at may pamilya para makabili ng pagkain at mga gamot.
Now, they're not a huge amount, but they're certainly enough to address needs in the short term like food or medicine or a contribution to rent or utilities. So you can go to redcross.org.au/emergency-relief. And that will take you through to links where you can apply for that emergency relief. And all you need to apply, if you have them, your visa details. If you don't have them, we'll contact you to confirm. And a bank statement evidencing, for example, that you're in financial hardship.
Simula ng magkapandemya, pinondohan ng karagdagang 160 milyong dolyar ang 200 charities at ilang mga community groups para tulungan ang mga naghihikahos. Dagdag pa ni Gary Page, ang Emergency Relief Coordinator ng Settlement Services International. Malaking hamon ang kanilang hinaharap ngayon dahil sa mas malaki ang pangangailangan ng tao kaysa kanilang natatanggap na suporta.
Some people are doing it incredibly tough because they've lost their work and whatever, that they still might be residing at a very nice house or whatever, and they're just falling further and further behind in rent and mortgage. On the other hand, there are some places that I've walked into places and I wasn't sure if I was at the right place because I thought it might have been a condemned building.
Ang Settlement Services International o SSI ay nakakatanggap ng tulong na pondo mula sa gobyerno at pribadong sektor para ipamigay sa mga nangangailangang temporary visa holders at mga asylum seekers. Sabi pa nga ng Asylum Seeker Services Manager na si Margaret Brickwood, tumataas sa 50 hanggang 100% ang bilang ng humihingi ng tulong ngayon kumpara noong taong 2020. Dagdag pa nito, isa sa nagpahirap na makakuha ng tulong ang ilang residente ay ang ipinapatupad na lockdown sa ilang lugar.
Because of the whole 5-kilometer radius rule thing, so it means that people within the community are not able to travel outside of their local zone to be able to get food. If you're going to, you know, St. Vincent de Paul or looking for that emergency relief support, then they're often not as close to home. There's often not one of those within your 5-kilometer radius.
Kabilang sa tulong na ipinamimigay ng SSI volunteers ang pagkain at iba pang assistance para sa mga pamilya at individual kada araw ng Martes at Huwebes sa Sydney. Kwento naman ng Asylum Seeker Services Manager na si Margaret. Paiba-iba ang klase ng kanilang mga ipinamimigay simula noong magka-Delta outbreak lockdown.
With our care packages, we're still trying to do deliveries on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So it's got like food staples in there and just your basic needs of milk and bread and those sorts of things. But it's also got pre-prepared meals in partnership with OzHarvest. and Colombo Social as well.
Sa ngayon, umabot na sa higit 160,000 na individual ang nakakatanggap ng emergency relief na tulong mula Red Cross Australia. Habang ang tulong pinansyal, sabi ni Vicky Mao, inayos na ng mga casework support para sa biktima ng karahasan at pang-aabuso, pati silang mga tinatawag na individual na daling nahahawaan ng sakit.
People who are experiencing family or domestic violence, and we've had a lot of people come forward for emergency relief in that situation. So I just wanted to make sure that people were aware that if you are experiencing that, that is a legitimate reason firstly to leave your home and to seek support. But also if you go onto the Red Cross website, there is a specific program to support people again on temporary visas without access to income support or on no visa who are experiencing family violence to also get additional support through that.
Ang emergency relief ay inihahatid sa pamamagitan ng 197 providers at higit 1,300 outlets sa buong Australia. Para sa kabuuang listahan, bisitahin ang Department of Social Services Grants Service Directory. Kung ikaw ay biktima o may kakilalang biktima ng pang-aabuso, tumawag sa 1-800-RESPECT. At kung nasa peligro ang buhay, tumawag sa 000. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Shamsa Kenth na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Workers Health Cover. Narito upang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. At sa Medibank, maaari nyo kaming kausapin sa inyong wika. Nagsasalita kami ng hanggang 160 wika. Narito kami para sa inyo upang maging at home kayo, kahit pagaano kayo kalayo sa inyong mahal sa buhay. Tumawag sa 0398621273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Workers Health Cover ngayon.